Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word for us this morning is taken from Luke's Gospel, where we read, "When you see these things taking place," and later on, "but stay awake at all times." That's God's word for us this morning. A theologian once said, "Near, far. Near, far." The theologian, of course, Grover from Sesame Street. Deep theology from the pulpit, I know. Near, far. That's the dynamic that greets us in the gospel reading this morning. Near, far. And Jesus told them this parable. Near and far, it greets us in this text. First, in the parable of the fig tree, where Jesus says, "When you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near." Near. And the nearness of a lot of things is perhaps something we're all too aware of at the start of this spring quarter. There's a lot of stuff that is near. I, for one, was shocked that this coming Sunday is Palm Sunday already. It's awfully near. And for many of you, first years excluded, the nearness of new moves, whether vicarage or call. Near is something we're all too aware of. The parable of the fig tree is striking because it's so obvious, or at least that's the image our Lord conveys. "You see for yourselves that the time is near," our Lord says as he describes this parable. And what is the nearness that our Lord is talking about? In this last discourse of our Lord before the Lord's Supper, before his suffering, death, and resurrection in Luke's Gospel, there is so much that is near to our Lord. On one hand, in this text, he's talking about events very near during the disciples' lifetime. "When you see," he has in mind those events of 70 AD, that terrible judgment against the temple, that time in which God's wrath was poured out. Near, there's so much that was near. "You know that the kingdom of God is near," is how our Lord explains it. And on this Friday before the start of Holy Week, we once again remember how near the kingdom of God really is. Near. The kingdom of God is near. That was the theme of Jesus' entire ministry. It's the stuff of the small catechism, after all. God's kingdom comes when our Heavenly Father gives us his Holy Spirit, so that by his grace we believe his holy word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. The kingdom of God comes near. And for those of us with eyes of faith, we see and rejoice our Lord who comes near in his word, who comes near in the blessed sacraments, who makes us his children through the stuff of water and sustains us through bread and wine, through the blessed sacraments. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is near. You yourselves can see it. Near, but now far. We almost get whiplash within this text that Grover would be proud of. Near, and then we jump over to verse 36 of chapter 21. "But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man." The kingdom of God is near, to be sure, But Jesus also looks to the kingdom of God that is coming in all glory. Jesus, in this final discourse to his disciples before the events of Maundy Thursday and Good Friday and Easter Sunday, also points not only to his first advent, but also to his second. And that's the imagery he gives us there at the tail end of verse 36, that you might be able to stand before the Son of Man. The kingdom of God is near, but we ourselves wait for it coming in again in all glory. The kingdom of God is near, but we keep waiting for it to be something that we can see not through eyes of faith, but to see our Lord face to face. Jesus is concerned for what it means for us and for his disciples to wait for that great and glorious day of Yahweh, that day when Christ comes again with all glory. Because as many of you are acutely aware of right now, waiting truly is the hardest part. Waiting is highly overrated. Waiting for something to come can get awfully old, awfully long, and sometimes even exhausting. Jesus is concerned. He's concerned about all the distractions of this life that may impede the apostles and the disciples and our faith, that may get in our way. So he calls them to be awake, to pray for strength. And the amazing thing is that their strength comes from the nearness of God, from the fact that they are, and we are, God's forgiven, beloved children, and that God will sustain us until that great day in which we will see him face to face, in which he will come again with all glory. Near. We rejoice in the nearness of God, the nearness of our Lord who makes us his children. Far. We await his coming again with glory. And until that great and glorious day, we pray with the church, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.